What's happening? It's your boy Bella D. Williams up in the building. I got
Face right here.
You know, this is the Off the Script podcast show with the Bagging Us crew. We in the building. How about you?
What's happening, Black Man?
Not much, man. Nothing much. What's going on with you?
Dog, I got a phone call yesterday. I was kicking with one of my homegirls and whatnot. She said, I'm gonna quote it the best as I can. I'm gonna paraphrase it.
All right.
Are you sick? No. Are you okay? I'm all right. Excuse me. What's up with this show? Why is it so sporadic now? Okay. Y'all had the new year to come in, and now it's getting the show like once every other week. What's been going on? Y'all was dropping everything constant every week, sometimes twice a week. What is the situation?
Oh.
Do I need to come up there to Michigan and start slapping people? I'm like, whoa, 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 my bad.
Whoa.
I've just been going through some. Wow. We've been dealing with some things up here that we don't want to put on the show. So, you know, hey.
I'm like, going through some trials and tribulations.
Right. I'm like, okay, my bad. Let me refocus.
Oh, my bad. Oh, damn. Oh, I'm sorry. They fiending for us like that. Well, fine. I'm going to get on this mic and talk to you. Don't come up here making no threats. You know we is from the D, damn it. I like you now. Come on.
My goodness.
Googly moogly. Okay, so if that's not demand, I guess, that's a nice demand. Boy, it feels good to feel wanted, not by the police.
Right. You know what I mean? Excuse me. I apologize for having a life outside of the show. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it.
Oh, good. I can't believe this. Wow. Okay. So I guess we're going to have to get our game back up. Okay, my bad. So you know what, rest of the world? Guess what? We're going to get our game back up.
Hand me the Vaseline. I'm finna knock somebody out. Come on. Let's get it.
Huh? Hold on, bro.
We ain't in A. Ain't no backdoor business around here. I told you that. You're not a professional fighter if you put that Vaseline on your face, though. Come on now. Let's keep it 100 now. Keep it clean.
Oh, my bad. I don't watch boxing. Okay. I watch the Octagon. I don't see no grease on their face. They just all blood. Okay, my bad.
Yes, they do. That's what, when they be wiping their eyebrows, when they wiping across the eyebrows, that's what they be putting up there. So when you hit, it slides off. It don't just hit and stick.
You know what? I've seen that, but I always, you know what? I thought that was ice to knock to
keep the swelling down.
I thought it was rubbing ice on the forehead real quick to keep the swelling down, or ointment to kind of put it down. I didn't know it was Vaseline. Okay, yeah, I you know what? Like when Jill Scott said, give me some Vaseline. I mean, yeah, I got it, but damn, I didn't. Okay,
yeah,
damn. So,
yeah,
I gotta watch UFC again. I don't think they do it in UFC, though. Do they?
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Yeah, okay. But you really don't see it because, unless you're watching like a pay-per-view where they actually show everything constantly when they do like freestyle.
Yeah, watching the ring side and everything. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and the ice, they don't really put ice up there. They put like a cold pack. So it's like a piece of metal that covers the three fingers and stuff, and they press it up against your head. That's what keeps the swelling down.
Nice. So this ain't Rocky no more. All right.
Hey, some people get knocked out like Rocky, calling for Adrian, face off, swole up, looking like the Elephant Man.
Dude, I've seen something come across my feed, man. I'm a little bit saddened. Last week, I believe it was the great hustler, Larry Flint, has passed away. Great icon. Yes! Cash, oh, you didn't get up on that one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, Larry Flint passed away.
No, I didn't know Mr. Flint passed away.
Yeah. I was a little bit thrown off. Came right across my feed, and I had to go investigate. I was like, oh, man. He was pretty up there, though. He was an 80s icon, so yeah.
Hold on. Let's give it a moment. All right, that's not the one I was looking for, but
I knew that was not. I was like, wow.
Sorry about that one. My bad.
Yeah, you like to label that, right?
Yep, I need to update some stuff on here. My bad. I had the wrong show programmed in. Sorry about that one. I didn't know this was coming. My bad.
Oh man. Yeah. So again, let's get the moment.
We're just gonna give it a moment of silence, real quick.
Oh, yeah, hustler.
All the clubs.
Man,
I still be reading magazines. Quit playing. Just on my iPad. It's on my iPad though. I be reading the magazines on my iPad now.
Let the rest of the world know. Just let the rest of the world know, because I am one of them fans. I am also very, very messed up that also the great legendary Chick Corea has passed away as well. He was a piano player that played with Miles Davis and continued playing all the way until the end. Man, another great jazz icon from at least 60 years now.
Playing the ivories.
Man, he was a great one too. Man, revolutionized a lot of stuff. Now, what's that? Let's get on to the rest of the show.
Man, you know people is still waiting on that Marvel, because we had the DC debate. People still waiting on that Marvel side of the coin. That coin been flipping for a few months, though.
You know what? Yeah, because Marvel didn't just... Man, you know what? I haven't had a chance to... get to the WandaVision yet, so you know, with the whole transition right now, so that's about the only Marvel we got to even talk about, which
If you ain't seen Marvel look, you missing out on some good television. Every Friday night for a half an hour, I'm in front of the TV with my phone off. For real. Wanda and Vision is that deal. Especially now Monica Rambeau, she up there getting her powers now too. You know what I'm saying?
She getting her phantom powers, man.
Jimmy Woo.
Photon powers, my bad.
Then, you know, Jimmy Woo was in Ant-Man, and he was trying to find out how Scott Lang did the card trick. As soon as you see him the first time on WandaVision, he pulled a card trick. Boom. Right from the jump. It was so quick. Dude, for real. It was so quick, a lot of people didn't even catch it the first time around. He was standing up there waving. He was waving at Rambo. Then he bent his fingers and the car popped up. He said, "This is my name. We from the FBI." You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow.
This is hilarious. So you had to catch that little bit. Like, I do remember that. We were like, yeah, how you doing that? How? God, that is crazy. Oh, yeah, I got to catch this. I've been catching little teasers because I've seen the Pietro from the original X-Men series is not, has been revealed to be up under control by Agatha. And I'm like, wow. So we found out that he's not the Pietro that we even thinking that he is, because he's not Pietro.
Of course not. When he said, "I got shot 6 times in the streets like a chump," then knowing that I'm here because your husband can't die twice. If he say that Pietro was dead before Vision died, so how would he know that Vision died? It was telling it right there, but people never pay no. You ain't seen it. My bad. I'm jumping the gun with you, bro. My bad. Let me pull it back.
Oh, okay.
Then when Rambo, you know, Rambo died and whatnot. She didn't die. Technically, she disappeared in the snap. So when she was, when they reversed the snap and she was coming back, it was showing all the everything was going on, how people just popping up in the hospital, everybody coming back, just random places like they did showing in
Like on Spider-Man.
Yeah. So she get up all frantic, like, where's my mother? Where's my mother? She was like, where have you been? Your mother died 3 years ago. So it just, you know what I'm saying? She all messed up.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And you know they brought Darcy Lewis back from Thor. So
I saw that.
She like the backbone to the show, though. She like the smartest person in the room. That's just hilarious.
I kind of figured she was going to be a smart person in the room next to Jane gonna have to play Thor of Love and Thunder, so Jane Foster gotta end up being Thor. So yeah, she had to be the smartest in the room. Right. Whatever happened to, now I am wondering, the Great Heist. What was it, Heist number 51, number 52, or 47?
What you talking about, the Great Heist?
Okay, the Marvel shorts.
The one-shots?
Yeah, the one-shots.
They ain't making no DVDs, so they ain't making, it's no point in making one-shots.
Okay, no. I'm not saying that. Okay, now dig this here. What I haven't figured out was the two that the agent had to neutralize because they end up having the gun from the Chitauri. They end up bringing them into Shield. Whatever happened to them two?
They working in Shield somewhere.
Have they popped up or
no? They ain't popped up.
Something I'm not okay. I ain't seen them. Okay, because I know they're kind of ordinary, so I'm kind of like, damn, who are they and where did they go? You know what I'm saying?
See, that's the thing about it though. That's just like with Return of the King. You know what I'm saying? You ain't seen the Trevor Slattery yet either, so he's supposed to be popping up in the in a Shang-Chi movie. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. So, he got to be because he's part of the Seven Rings. So, yeah.
No. He was Impersonator. Remember, he was an Impersonator.
Right. I know he was Impersonating, but I believe the Seven Rings had hired him to play that. So, he was impersonating the Mandarin, which means he's going to have to answer to the Seven Rings for using the Mandarin's name. Just like, for example, anybody go out there and use the Joker name and you not the Joker. The Joker finna come knock their head in and be like, yeah, okay, I thought you knew better. You use my name? For real?
Hey, when the name carry weight in the streets, everybody wanna use it.
Yeah, you see how Joker did the other Batman when he came back? The future Batman, Terry McGinnis.
Yeah, Batman Beyond.
Yeah, Batman Beyond. Yeah. When he came back and was like, "Use my name and beat my man in the head," he bludgeoned him in the head just for using his name. Like, he said, "You wouldn't got plastic. You wouldn't got plastic surgery and use my name." Yeah, wrong mistake. God, that was funny.
Yeah, man.
He beat him worse than he beat him worse than he beat Robin. That was funny.
Hey, after WandaVision go off, it's gonna take a break. They're gonna take a week off. Then they're coming right back with the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, though.
You know what? It's gonna sound bad. I'm not looking forward to that.
I am because I wasn't a fan
of the comic book, even though I am. I have to say this, the whole Captain America thing, I was not a fan of the comic book. The movie, I'm kind of into it still. I don't know if it's going to be enough for me to follow the 80s version of the Falcon and Winter Soldier. Like, that was a fool.
No, dog. They updating it because Cap no longer there. Vimo gonna be there. Vimo is he ain't even the main villain of the whole thing though. He's just one of them. So, you know, they, you know, he, you know, he was part of the Thunderbolts, though. Okay. He was part of the Thunderbolts.
What?
Yeah, he was part of the Thunderbolts.
Oh, he was. Yeah.
So who do you keep seeing popping up?
Oh, Raw.
There we go.
Roke coming? Oh, Roke coming. Ooh.
The Red Hawk.
Yes, Roke has to come. Oh, yes.
And,
yes.
And you already know the Abomination is coming back, though.
I heard. As a matter of fact, the original Abomination is coming back, right?
Yes, Tim Roth. Yeah, Tim Roth is coming back.
You know what's bad? You know what's bad? I still want to see the original Hulk.
Which one, from the 70s?
No. From the original Incredible Hulk, but they changed the actor to the silly guy.
I'm sorry, what are you talking about?
The original Bruce Banner. They changed it to the new guy, the silly guy for the new Hulk. They changed the actor, the first actor that played the Incredible Hulk. Ah, what was his name?
Eric Banner?
For the MCU. No, for the MCU.
Edward Norton?
There we go, him. I want to see him play it.
I don't.
What?
I don't.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Wow.
No, it's nothing against it's nothing against the actor. It's nothing against the actor.
Okay. You don't like his vision of the Hulk?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm gonna say this. I like his version of the character of the Hulk. Do I like the storyline behind it? Now, I did not realize as well when I first saw the movie was I did not know that the details that they put in the movie was the actual details of what actually happened to Bruce Banner. That's where I guess I got thrown off, because he really did go into the Marvel lore deeper than I had ever went into the comic book. Uh-huh. So I always thought for example, the Incredible Hulk was Dr. Bruce Banner just held a lot of anger in because he had to work his profession, and one day he had to save somebody from the bomb, and he pushed the kid out the way, and he got radiated, and that's how he became the Hulk. But all the storyline about how his daddy was actually performing experiments on him as a kid was actually from the 60s, which is actually part of the canon, which I had no idea. Now, I can
so
say
you
this.
Was just looking at the top layer then?
Yes, yeah. Well, see, I only knew, okay, well, pretty much, if you want to think about it, I'm an 80s kid, so I pretty much was more familiar with the Lou Ferrigno and more of the 80s, late 70s versions of the Incredible Hulk. So I knew of the generalized story of he got blew up with the gamma bomb, and that's how he became the Hulk. So no, I didn't know nothing about the older stuff. I didn't know nothing about that. Then through the 80s, he had a couple of the transitions where he went from the Green Hulk to the Gray Hulk, and I knew about that. To Professor, the Fix-It Hulk, Fix-It Joe Hulk. And after that, I kind of stopped following them because, you know, 90s happened and it was all about X-Men.
What about that Captain America movie and that Fantastic Four movie?
What Captain America movie and Fantastic Four? You talking about from the late 70s? That one that used to come on TV and I always turn? Even as a kid, I would watch it, and I was like, dude, that's a big helmet. That's not Captain America. Why does this helmet look like I'm going outside to play? Now, the movie, I'm not I'm not familiar with the movie. I remember we were talking about that a few weeks ago. You talking about that unfinished one?
Yeah.
Oh my God, man, that was dope, man.
Come on, somebody was playing with silly putty. Quit playing. That's all right.
Man, that was. That was scary. I got tried to watch the old Incredible Hulk with Thor in it. The original Incredible Hulk versus something with Thor from
when
the
it was in court.
Early 80s. When it was in court. Yeah, I tried watching that. I actually tried watching that because I was kind of like, ooh, I remember that as a kid. Another one of the ones that came on TV, and I was like, going outside and play. So, so as an older person, I'm like, oh, you know what? It's 2020, 2021. Let me see what those look like now. Ooh, man, that's...
Looks like bad boys.
Man, the boys. Like, with the whole bad... With the bad music in the background. Yeah, it's about as bad as that one. Yeah.
Hey, dog. Hold on, real quick. Real quick. I got to jump back to WandaVision real quick. You know,
All right.
You know, when they inside the hex where Wanda is living her fantasy world at, you know, the TV the TV ratio is 4.3, old school box television. Every time they go outside the hex, it goes back to widescreen. It's those subtle deep differences that you really have to catch, though.
Damn. You really catching them all, I'm seeing.
I ain't had a Black Widow, dog. So, yeah, I'm paying attention to everything.
Oh, yeah, you on that Marvel analyzation. Yes, that's what I do. I got a CD, man. I be catching little things on YouTube where they be breaking down some of the Easter eggs they be seeing. But I'm pretty sure it's plenty of them they be missing as well. So, Marvel is great. I got to say this, man. Marvel is like the great modern day Winner's Waldo. I know that's going for our stupid. I know it's like
no, yeah, you just you have a point.
You're always in the background looking for something because you always minute details that you like. Wait a minute, like either especially if you're a comic book fan or if you're a comic book fan. Now if you're a comic book geek, then it's probably all fucking with you. So I'm just a comic book fan. And yeah, so it is a what you want to call it? What you call that thing where they send the clues out and you go look the treasure, the fucking treasure hunt?
Treasure hunt.
Yeah. So it's like a great treasure hunt, man. I never really thought that I could really enjoy at this age a movie so much to where I'm really wanting to see, wait a minute, did I miss something? Like, Saw didn't have me like that, okay? Saw is just, I couldn't do it, okay? Then when people started putting their stories together, I'm sitting here like, how did y'all put all those together? And all I saw was gore. They're like, no, you gotta watch them all in a row and it all makes sense. And I'm like, huh?
Hey, real talk, talking about Saw, it was the gore that brought me into it. You know what I'm saying? Because they had Danny Glover and the other guy in there and everything. I'm like, okay, yeah, I get Danny Glover a shot. You know what I'm saying? This is a low budget movie anyway, whatever. I'm like, oh, wait. Then I was me personally because I'm a story guy. And I'm sitting up here watching the story. I'm like, that's deep. Then it's like, okay, I know movie structure. The main person you focus on is not the main one you need to focus on. So I'm like, okay, no, it's got to be something else behind this. It got to be something. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Especially when my man tripped the wire and he had like 12 guns pointed at his head and blew the top part of his brain out. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
See, here's the thing about that. With Saw, I'm going to say this. If he had called me, I'd have just died. I'm not trying to think of none of that shit, okay? Because that shit was so convoluted. Like, the way... And I get that the intricacies of it is what made it exciting to a certain degree. But after a while, that shit got so convoluted. I felt like I was getting trapped in somebody's mind. I'm like, oh, this is a place to be. I don't want to be here. Like, talk. Like, what is this? Like, how does somebody think of something so sick and so how? But you know what? I think I asked the question how, but then it'd be like, I don't care. I don't want to know, because that's just, then he comes out like, why? But then it's like, no, I don't want to know that either. Like,
and you know the funny thing about that is, though, the original director from Saw is the one that did Aquaman.
Nice. Huh?
Boom, just blew your mind, didn't it? It just blew your mind right there. Like, James Wan, he did The Conjuring. He did The Conjuring universe with all them spinoffs and whatnot. With that, The Nun. Right. Well, he produced most all of them, right. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. You know, I haven't heard people complain about Aquaman. I don't see what the problem is, honestly. I like it. Like, 100. Like, it's nice.
Look, my complaint with Aquaman is this. This is my complaint with Aquaman. He ain't got the rope around the dolphins and flying on the water like they skis. That's what my beef is with Aquaman. Yeah, I said it. I watched some Saturday morning cartoons. Aquaman had dolphins to ski with.
Oh, man, that brings me to one of these damn DC animated universes I just saw, man. Dog. I gotta admit, man, someone can be very corny and they can piss me off. And I gotta say this about the DC animated universe. This is another one that's convoluted as shit. Do you know how many different damn DVDs I have of how the Justice League has supposedly fucking started?
Way too many,
dude. I mean, every time, and then here's my problem. I say, somewhere between 7 and 10 times, they all got together and created it for the very first time. And every last damn one is different. I'm kind of like, dude, there ain't that many versions of this shit. Like. See, there's not that many versions of this in the comic books, no matter how many.
See, but the
how
thing,
many times
but the thing about that though, the thing about that is, they never say with which Earth though of the Justice League starting.
That's the crazy part. I get that. But again, every time it starts, I'm gonna say this. Okay, so now. I didn't watch the start, let's just say, good 6 times. They got the Secret Origins, they got the Justice League meets, and so forth, and so forth, and so forth. Now, beyond that, now what I'm trying to find out with these motherfuckers is like, okay, what order do what go in, where, and what spins off of what? So, like, if I want to follow a timeline, I don't know which one start where and what follows what.
That's like trying to find out the Scooby-Doo timeline.
Depending on which Scooby-Doo.
No, pay attention to what I'm saying, though. Scooby-Doo has a digital timeline and an actual timeline. Because at some point, the universe splintered in Scooby-Doo. Because you can tell by the color of Shaggy's shirt.
Yeah, I know. I saw that episode. I actually saw the episode where all the different universes came together.
I ain't talking about that kind of splinter. I'm talking about literally they go into a video game and have seasons. Then I think they was dealing with Rimra or something that actually brought it back.
When they got trapped in, you talking about when Scooby and Shaggy got trapped in a video game and they had to go all the way to the end to get it out with the programmer.
See, that's in that universe. It's a complete different universe where they have, it's literally they digital in one. One is a cartoon, just a regular cartoon. One's in the digital comic book, digital video game era. You know what I'm saying? And It's like from, I think it was like from the 60s to 70s, it's one timeline. 70s to 80s right. is a different timeline. 80s yep. and 90s is a different timeline.
Yes, it is.
Then because when it got had, to the 2000s, had, they brought everything okay. together to be one.
Right. Now, here's what it was. Okay, so exactly. 60s and 70s is, where are you, Scooby-Doo? 70s and 80s is, what's new, Scooby-Doo? 80s to 90s, there was a pup named Scooby-Doo that was, pup named Scooby-Doo that was, there was another one. You also had the, oh, okay, also in the 80s, you also had the spinoff of the, fuck, what's that one? Scooby-Doo and the 13 Ghosts. Which actually had real ghosts in it. Which they actually showed, they actually showed that was a difference too, because the one in the 60s through the 70s, every character they fought that pretended to be ghosts was real people. By the time you get to the 80s, where it was just, where I guess, I don't know how the hell the team split up, but it ended up being Scooby Shaggy, Daphne, Scrappy, and Flim Flam with Vincent Price. And it was actually fighting real ghosts, because that was Scooby-Doo and the 13 Ghosts. And that's when real ghosts was actually brought into the series, which they said that was a whole different universe, like you were talking about. And then, like you said, in the 80s and the 90s, or in the 90s to the 90s, they had a pup named Scooby-Doo, and it was another one that came out. And then in the 90s and 2000s, they came over the digital ones, which are totally different, which is all the movies that me and my daughter watch now, which is the very new movies, where they are fighting real ghosts, real vampires, real everything is real in this universe. They're not fighting the fake monsters no more. Yeah, definitely. Oh, God, having kids is crazy. I just don't know this shit.
They should have pulled out.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, that shit got convoluted as hell, too. I actually saw an episode with all of the universes. One of the universes explaining all the different universes. Yeah, I saw that one, too, and it was like, what? This is getting weird, almost like the one with the turtles, where the, all the turtles came into the same universe. Where yeah. you had the turtles from the 90s, and you had the new turtles versus the original turtles from the 80s. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. That was actually a great movie, I actually have to say. That was wonderfully animated. And for a turtle story and a turtle movie, that was a great, yeah, that was a great climax for the turtledom. That was just great all the way around. I actually have to say that as a grown man. That's terrible, too.
Dog, you know the turtles died in a new book, right?
What?
Yeah, all the turtles died except one.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that one. Yeah, just like back in the early 2000s, only one of the turtles that died got a shell cracked open. I can't remember which one of them did it. It was either Bebop or Rocksteady cracked his shell straight open. And I was like, whoa. Then I think it come to find out it was a dream or something. One of them old, it was all a dream.
I used to read Word Up magazines, Salt and Pepper, Heavy Dip in the limousine.
Oh, man. Oh, dude, yeah, check this out. Dude, now I got a couple of things to say. First of all, okay. Oh, man, common sense. Hey, listen, world. And I'm going to say this, some of you stupid, dumb motherfuckers. Quit this Gorilla Glue shit. The fuck is the matter with y'all? The fuck is the matter with y'all? Use that shit how it's supposed to be used. The fuck is the matter with you people, man? Gorilla glue in your hair. Gorilla glue in your lips together. I didn't think this shit worked. You stupid motherfucker. You dog, come on. Here's my problem with some of you dumb motherfuckers. Okay. She did it first. Fine. Fine. I get that she made a mistake. Whatever. But every dumb motherfucker that said they didn't believe that she really did it and then went and glued his motherfucking lips to a goddamn cup. You stupid. You deserve that dumb shit. You, man, you old, man. You ain't no, I could see if you was 12, 13, and you was, I don't believe that really worked, and you ain't did it. But you can't tell me that you, as a man, dog, you had to fix on something. Something in your life. Every man should know what Gorilla Glue is. Come on, y'all. You know what Crazy Glue is. So you didn't know Gorilla Glue and Crazy Glue was pretty much the same kind of stuff? So, I don't know any grown man in my life ever that has seen somebody do something that dumb and said, I don't believe it worked, and went and did the same thing. Man, come on. Man, keep...
So you mean to tell me you ain't never seen a man say, man, that girl bad, but she burnt me, and say, I'm going to try to hit that too?
Ew, what?
Yeah.
So girl, what do you know? Who do you, I don't even know. Ooh, my no, man. What the no?
Look, peep gang. Who peep gang. Look, they doing that stuff for a quick come up. You know what I'm saying? We was having this debate.
What kind of a come up? I mean, dude, start me a go.
Look,
check this out. Check this out.
Look. Give me a GoFundMe page, right? Everybody donate to me because they feel that I'm stupid. Okay.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people was doing. Nah, you see,
wait. Don't find me because I'm dumb. I'm not understanding that. Like,
listen, check this out.
We got
the first girl.
Dumbness now?
The first girl. Okay, she made a mistake. They created her GoFundMe page to get her to over to the doctor to do all the whatever he had to do to get the stuff out of her hair. Okay, cool.
That was great. Yeah.
Now. You see what she went through.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor charged her like $5,000 or whatever. She got like $100,000 from people to go over there. Cool. Now, let me put some Gorilla Glue in my hair. People give me $100,000. It's going to cost me $5,000. Where's the other $95,000 going to? My pocket. It's a quick come up, man. Me personally, I'm looking at you. You shouldn't have did it. It's called Gorilla Glue. It's a sign on there, not for human use. It's a glue. So, hey. You want to put some Gorilla Glue in your hair? Do it. Enjoy. I'll sit here and watch you try to put a comb through it. If you got to shave your head, shave your head. If you got to take the top layer of skin off your head, take the top layer of skin off your head. At the end of the day, I don't care. Because the first person did it, cool. Mistakes happen. Second person, maybe a little stupid. Now, third, you doing it on purpose.
Here was my thing. The second person, you did it on purpose. Because my thing is, here's my problem. Again, we're not children. We're grown. Okay, so monkey see, monkey do. It don't follow after you get so old. And that becomes just not even no kind of a viable excuse if you didn't hurt or you're like, if they jumped over beds, you do it too? And then you do the same. No. Then my thing is, I guess maybe I have dignity, but the fuck, I mean, for money, like for real, it ain't that serious. Like, I'm broke and I'm going through shit right now. I mean, right now. Hey, guess what, world? as of this weekend, I ain't had no high water. And I live in Michigan. So, and today's Wednesday. Ain't coming back on no more. So they say. But guess what? I'm not about to get on YouTube. I'm not about to get on the FaceTime. I'm not about to get on there and do nothing dumb for nobody to send me no fucking money. Maybe I might talk, but I don't know how great that is. But hey, I'm not, these challenges, I'm not understanding how so many grown motherfuckers is falling for the stupidest challenges from the goddamn world and just keep doing it. And just keep, like, for example,
I did the ice bucket challenge.
I don't know. Yeah, but did you do the one that came after that one?
What came after that?
The one that, when, you know, they set themselves on fire? Yeah, you did the ice bucket and it came the fire challenge. You remember that one?
First of all, let me
explain. Everybody was doing
first,
it.
First of all, let me explain something to you. I'm not everybody.
I mean, all you had to do, all
I'm
you
not
had to
everybody.
Do, all you had to do,
I'm
all
not
you
everybody.
Had to do,
I'm not everybody.
All you had
I'm
to do, though,
everybody.
All you had to do, though, yeah, is some charcoal lighter fluid. Okay? Go ahead, soak real good, all right? Soak real good. Matter of fact, get your favorite winter sweater, all right? Your favorite Christmas sweater. Soak it real good, put it on. And then do the fire challenge. And see if you can put it out real quick. That'd be fun to watch. It was actually kind of fun to watch some of them dumb motherfuckers do it. I hate to say it. I was kind of, be honest with you, when I seen the fire challenge, I stopped logging the fucking Facebook. I really did. I did. I stopped from that day forth. I was like, you know what? Facebook has gotten too much. I'm going to check in about once every 3 or 4 weeks. As y'all can see, I do now. If y'all follow the page, I'm checking in once every 3 or 4 weeks. You know why? Because I was kind of fed up with the stupidity. After one challenge, after another. And then, I think after I started logging off, I think I checked back a couple of days after that fire challenge started. And that one brother, I'm sorry. Okay. And it was my and okay. Whew. And the one brother was doing the fire challenge and his mama was videotaping it with his ass with the lighter double fire charcoal lighter and then tried to run 2 rooms away.
That motherfucker already knew he was going to hell, so he just said, let me help it out.
Ooh. So when he hit the fucking shower, man, I'm sorry, it was hilarious. Because I was like, the first thing when I see it, I was like, oh, that's a challenge. I said, somebody going to get fucked up. I said, they can't be. Nah, they ain't get it finna catch on. Ooh, somebody caught on.
Dude, it's like this. Why in the world? Tell me this. Why in the world you soak your sweater and get lighter fluid, right? Then you set it on fire. Mm-hmm. Why are you running to another room? Don't you realize?
Oh, with him. No, I was telling you to do that. But no, he didn't soak the sweater in foam. He was actually shirtless. Okay, he was actually shirtless and doused himself with fucking charcoal lighter. And then lit himself on fire and was supposed to put himself immediately out to do the fire challenge. But I was like, wait a minute, you did this in the living room and forgot you had to get to the bathroom? Ooh, how fucking good a planning was that? And your mama videotaping it? Oh God, she gotta be one of the dumbest motherfucking mamas I ever seen. But hey, What made it so bad is this dude had to be damn near grown. So he got to be 18, 19, 20. He's up there. So I'm like, man, his mama got to be dumb and old. Okay. So
she don't love him. That's what it comes down to. She just didn't love him.
She's trying to get the insurance money. It's not a tragedy because you choose to do something stupid. Okay, yeah, but don't get me wrong. It still ended up tragic because he ended up with second and third degree burns. So it still ended up tragic.
That's not a tragedy. We all learn at some point fire burns.
Yeah, a tragedy is bad. I didn't say it was an accident. Okay, hold on. I didn't say shit about an accident. I said it was a tragedy. A tragedy is just a bad incident. It's not an accident. Okay, fuck that. No, I didn't say nothing about no, it's an accident. No, it's a tragedy. He got fucked up.
That made good television. Made good phone vision.
Yeah, that made good YouTube viewing for real. But gorilla glue on their goddamn lips together, let me get real sexist.
Some of these women need to put some gorilla glue on their vaginas. Tighten that shit back up. Just saying. You know what? I'm just saying, you know it's the truth though, dog. You know what I'm saying? Cause
yeah, don't look at me, man. Hey, I feel canyons. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Look, let me, okay, that's fine. You may feel a canyon. I created the canyon. So, with that being said though, bro, I mean, hey, you heard of the hollow earth theory. So,
wow. Wow. Hello in there.
You coming to get me out?
Wow. Yeah, wow. Yeah, I don't fuck around with Tijuana. I don't
Hey, check this out. When you down there eating coochie, you down there eating coochie, and a hand reach out and grab you and say, "Help me!"
Oh shit! Nigga just grab your beard like, hey, oh shit.
Dog, it's like that first scene with American Guys with the black lady and the white guy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. See, I was thinking of that motherfucking thing when the hand came crawling out of the back of somebody's head on some fucking little sweet clip when I saw it. I was like, what the fuck?
No, this black lady and this white guy was having sex and He was talking about your power is so good, and she ended up swallowing him inside her vagina.
Oh, Bell Queen. Okay, yeah. Bell Queen. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. Bell Queen, yeah. Oh, that shit was, man. God, I'm so glad I didn't have no kids here. Glad I was watching that by myself. I'm like, hey, this looks like something good. Oh, God. Let's go look this. Oh.
You just couldn't stop watching, huh? You just kept watching, like,
man, yeah,
I can't turn away.
That was nice. How many seasons of that is there?
I think it's up to four now.
Damn, only four? Shit.
I think the fourth one just came out, though.
Man, I know I want to binge watch them. I want to get like 10 seasons in like that. That's crazy. Straight, dog. That's some great shit. Like, I heard they got rid of Mr. Anansi, so I'm like a little mad about that. I heard they fired him, and I'm like, what? There's controversy about it. Say he was doing the job too good. Like, what? I'm a little mad about that, dog. He was one of the best characters on there.
Dog, I may be getting the whip tomorrow, dog.
A new whip.
A new car.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
You know when you're driving down the street and the engine just stop and say, I quit, and walk off, leave you there?
Oh, yeah.
I had one of those moments the other day.
Oh. Was you going to get a 6-4?
No, I'm not from California, brother.
I'm just saying, man.
I am, but I'm not there. You know what I'm saying?
We get so, okay. El Camino?
Don't tempt me. Don't tempt me.
God, we can have it rolling. Tight. You can drop it.
The 13-inch, look, throw them 13-inch rims on there with them big boy tires. We'll put the Pirellis with the mayonnaise and mustard on the tires, bro. We don't want to talk about cars because we could, you know what I'm saying, come through with them gold, boys. Forget chrome.
No,
give me them 13-inch gold.
Put the show light on the bottom of them. Put the show light on the bottom of them, man.
You know what I'm saying? Or pop the hood looking like a glass house. You know what I'm saying? You see shine everywhere.
See, at night, you floating like a, you coming down the street looking like a floating aquarium. Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah,
what
I'm talking about.
See, people don't know about that one though. You know what I'm saying? That's that West Coast right there. When you dip it low, you I mean, you are like a quarter inch off the ground.
Look like, hey, look like an aquarium fell in love with a neon sign.
Right.
Yeah. and say somehow GM and Ford got in the mix and made a baby. They had a four-way baby.
No, but I gotta give me some 20 foes though. I gotta go give me some 20 foes.
Dude, you know I'm on a bike with 20 foes.
You can get that.
I know.
So I owe my mother a birthday gift, so I'm finna get her a three-wheel bike, and I'm finna put some Twinkies.
I'm your step stool though. I'm in your step stool for that. A couple of crates at least.
I don't know what to say to you, dog. I don't know what to say.
You're going to need the, but see, I'm gonna need the real metal crates. I don't need them plastic ones, man. Can't be falling.
Somebody got to hook me up with some Twinkies, though. I got to get some Twinkies.
Belly. I thought we was losing the belly.
I ain't talking about Hostess Twinkies either. I'm talking about the Twinkies. Them 20-inch Twinkies.
Okay,
those Twinkies.
My bad. I'm talking about
the... Nah, I don't eat them things. You know what? Matter of fact, Twinkies are just nasty to me, dog.
What?
I ate like 3 Twinkies in my lifetime. Those things is just horrible to me. You know what I'm saying? When it stopped and came back. When they stopped and came back, somebody...
Okay. Now, hold on. When they came back, I gotta say... Nah, I probably had one since they came back. Maybe two since they came back. I ain't gonna lie. When I was a kid, man, I devoured the motherfuckers to a point. I gotta say, I got to be about a teenager, though. And they did start making me sick after a while eating too many of them. But,
dog, I never liked them. I think I had maybe one. I'm like, ugh, this is nasty. This is worse than the snow.
Really?
Yeah, they're worse than the snowball to me. So I'm talking about the
you
cupcake.
Worse than the snowball?
Yeah, I'm talking about the cupcake.
Dog, them were good. Then when
Zombieland came out, and you know what I'm saying, Columbus was talking about the Twinkies. I said, let me go get me a Twinkie. Then I realized Twinkies is not for me. I'm straight on Twinkies. Then when the Twinkies came back.
Oh, the ding dong to you, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I figured, okay, yeah. Oh, the ding dongs, yeah. Oh, the ding dongs seem like that. Nah? Universal, everybody has to like them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Maybe the donuts? Maybe the donuts? Like.
Yeah, so when the Twinkies came back, everybody was looking at me like, nah, they was offering me like, nah, I'm straight. I don't eat them things. I'm good. They all like, how you gonna be disrespectful to the Twinkie? Man, disrespectful to the Twinkie. Okay, look, check this out. You wanna put something yellow in your mouth with some cream in it? I know a couple people, we can get racist. I know a couple yellow people you can put in their mouth, they squish some cream in it. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Wow.
I'm saying.
Wow. Okay. Anyway.
Hey, I'm trying not to.
No, I'm not gonna lie. When they started changing, now, the new formula, I'm not too keen on. Either it's too sweet or it's something that ain't quite the same. But I'm not gonna lie, I was a little mad when they started making a little motherfucker orange and the chocolate Twinkie and shit like that. I was like, dog, y'all doing too much. Like, y'all gonna have Twinkie. I'm cool with Twinkie, but y'all putting these little variation spins on them. oh, y'all finna piss me off, like making fucking pizza Twinkies next or something. Like, I don't know, man. They might be trying to get the fucking, like what they had to, you ever had them chips back in the day that came out for a minute that was supposed to be French fries with ketchup?
I heard of them, but I don't think I ever had any.
I tried them, and yeah, I was curious, like, because somebody had them.
Now tell me, how did that make you feel?
Duh, that was the worst. I'm ready to discontinue that bullshit. Like, that don't do that. That's not, like, that's not legal, man. I don't give a fuck. That shit's not legal. That's not, you can't be seen taste like this or supposed taste like this. And that's what I'm trying to figure out, okay? I was trying to figure out for myself. I'm like, okay, it's a potato. I could kind of, maybe I could see a potato chip. Maybe it can make it taste like a fry. Leave the skin on, I guess. I like to see what it's like. But then when I seen the salt, pepper, and the ketchup, and I'm like, ketchup? Y'all are telling me this is tasting like salt, pepper, and ketchup fries? But they're chips. I'm trying to wrap my mind around how that would possibly taste. So I'm like, okay, maybe a chip with a little bit of tomatoey taste, I guess, but tomato powder or something. Okay. I'm getting my mouth ready for a potato chip with salt and pepper and maybe some type of a slight, not so barbecue-y, but, you know, a powder, kind of a tomatoey type of taste or something. Man, this shit tastes like burnt fucking cardboard in my fucking mouth, man. I was mad as shit, man. Like, that was like, I didn't even know, like, it was, like, the worst, like, I was trying to, like, man, in my head, I'm like, expect anything. Look for the fries. Look for the, you know, in my head, right before it hits my tongue, I'm like, man, try to imagine what it's going to taste like, and it got to my tongue, and I was like, what the fuck is this? This is the nastiest shit in the world. Like, who thought of this combination? Who thought that this was going to be a great marketing tool? We're going to give you chips and taste like a whole bag of fries. No, bitch. No. I'd rather go get some fries, because that was not nowhere near what a potato chip was supposed to taste like. What nowhere near what a fry tastes like. And that ketchup, I'm still trying to figure out what the hell that was. Like, how do you fucking freeze dry Heinz and put it on a goddamn potato chip? Like, dog, that is not a great taste to make Heinz a fucking powder. Like, I don't, maybe, I don't know, but it's just not. I'm sorry, what was he talking about?
Some nasty ass chips.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, I'm sorry, I just took me back out of memory lane. God. Oh, that was almost about as bad as the damn corn. What was that shit? The corn beef egg roll you gave me that damn time. Oh my fucking god! This shit don't mix. That's not even. Wasn't even right. Egg roll is supposed to taste like an egg roll. That tastes like a grease wrapped corn roll. Corn, yeah. It's just nasty. It's like, hey, question.
Yeah.
How big is Del Taco? Like, Like, how much of a big, how many restaurants they got? Is it very widely spread?
I don't know. That's not one of the restaurants that I frequent. You probably got to ask T about that.
Oh, wow. Somebody actually frequents that motherfucker? I'm sorry. I've been in there once. And I think I made a mistake of ordering a taco.
Me and T been twice. I went with T once, and I went with somebody else once. And I'm like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be like Taco Bell, and
so did I.
What somebody told me after I went was yeah, you went to Del Taco. I'm like, yeah. It's like, what you order? It's like the taco. It's like, oh, that's the thing you want to order. And I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, everything else they're good, but don't order the tacos. I'm like, but it's called Del Taco. How do you not order the taco? No, like, what?
Your guess is good as mine, brother.
Dude, that's the scariest thing in the world. I'd be like going to Burger King and being like, what you order? The burger. That's what you weren't supposed to order. What? That was called, like, what the?
It's right there in the name.
Not ordering the pizza. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like going to Pizza Hut and saying the pizza's the worst thing about it. Like, what?
I'm fan of the KFC. Anybody want some burgers?
Oh, my God. Hey, wasn't Burger King doing tacos for a minute or something?
Yes. Yes, they were. And I got me one. I have gotten me one.
Okay, so that's some skeptical shit. So what was up with that? How did that taste? I didn't think. So you did better at home?
Yeah.
Say it was not worth going to the restaurant. Nigga, Taco Bell was only a few blocks down. I should have went there.
It's like when I want some tacos, I'm going to Taco Bell, or I'm finna go to the Southwest and get me some real.
Oh man, those are so beautiful. Man, those are great. Man, those are beautiful. Man, I went to Mexican Town and I was treated out to a dinner where I didn't know that everything was literally fresh. Oh man, the tacos were so great. Like I also didn't know that you can have three different types of meat on your taco. I had no idea that it was coming beef, chicken, or goat. And I was like, what?
I know this goat? One girl that like three different types of meat in her taco.
Oh, God.
At the same time.
Oh, man, I wish I had the butt. See, that's when you needed that. Oh, yeah. Wait. I knew I had something to really break. Now, this one threw me off when I found this out. So, Olympian Cleet Keller has been indicted on 7 charges for involvement in the U.S. Capitol riots.
Is that the horn dude? Is that the horn dude?
No. He's one of the, he's somebody that was in the Olympics. He's an Olympian. Now the horn dude was the son of a judge. Yeah, he was the son of some kind of a high court judge. No, but the Olympian, I don't know what he won medals in the Olympics, but he's indicted for 7 charges in the involvement in the U.S. Capitol riot. Now, I'm really thrown off to when I didn't know it was no Olympians in the fucking Capitol riot. Now, I'm really, dude, this is crazy. Like, so we got the son of judges, we got Olympians, we got ex-military vets that thing got popped. We got senators and oh man, this is crazy that it was these many different types of people involved in those riots. And wow, that's mighty white of them. Wow.
That's racist to say, because you know there was a couple of dumb Negroes out there too.
And again, that was mighty white of them. Talking about white.
Hey, you talk about me, bro. You talk about me.
No, and me, man, in this USA, fuck it. It is what it is, man. Dog, if you was black and you was on Capitol Hill fighting for Trump, yeah, I don't tell you. Maybe we were just talking about them Gorilla Glue and how stupid they were, so. I'm kind of I just kind of be like, wow, did anything Trump ever said that he was for you? I'm a little bit thrown off here. Are we seeing the same man through the same eyes, through the same...
When Trump was at the black churches, Trump was at the black churches, he was like, yeah, I'm finna do it for my people.
What he do? Sit there and wave his hands, do that little dance real quick? That little weird chicken dance he was doing? That got them to ride on, man. I can't get me to follow nobody. What the hell? I'm just saying, man. For example, man, Pac was still alive and he did that little chicken dance. Man, I'm unfollowing him.
I ain't riding if none of that stupid stuff they doing. For real.
The shit that I don't understand, man, they riot for the lie. That's the one I'm still throwing off on. For the lie. The lie that you can obviously see that this man been lying. That's why I'm still like, wow. I know I'm not stupid. Because I'm watching you stupid people riot after he lies on a consistent basis. You see you can't trust him, and yet you still follow what he says. Wow, you're a special kind of stupid.
They call it drones.
I mean, not even Forrest Gump was that fucked up. So I'm kind of like, real talk, I'm kind of like, wow. I could see if there was actual robots. Like, that's why I'm like, I could see if you was an actual robot or you was at.
Bruh. I guess I wrapped up the show. I guess I lost Dave. Wow. Okay. I guess that's it. Thanks for coming out. Peace, love, soul, and head grease. You know what I'm saying? If you hear me coming, if you hear your mama room knocking, just know I'm up in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving out eargasms and try to make it happen. I'll let your boy, the Bagging Us crew, and we out of here. Peace.